to the Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, joined by Coach Binge. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So, obviously, you guys start out 0-2 on the season thus far. Your loss to Fishers and your loss 2 days ago to Hamilton Southeastern. One thing I do want to get on right to the chase with is, you know, me and, you know, we were just talking about that, yourself and me and Coach Green, we're just talking about that your shots haven't been able to go down. You got some good shot selections, I would say, on Saturday. You got some good open looks. You got some good looks. You just couldn't hit anything, really. Compared to Fishers, it just felt like you guys were rushing maybe a little too much and not getting the correct looks you wanted to. What was the difference in the shots you realized from, you know, Tuesday to Saturday? Also, with being you guys still couldn't really score really that much at all from the three-point line.
Well, against Fishers, they ran a zone, and, you know, a zone that we hadn't seen, and then preparing for it and then trying to get people where they wanted to, and we just missed a lot of shots and a lot of more open looks. Against Hamilton Southeastern, they played us man, and we just didn't make anything. I mean, I think for the year we're shooting from 3-point range 11%, and our opponents are shooting 46%. So everything else being equal, you know, right now we're getting more shot attempts. We're getting we're out rebounding our opponents. We're making fewer errors than our opponents, but we're just not shooting well right now, and so we need to make some adjustments offensively. One, take a little better shot. And then, two, sort of get in a rhythm and know what's going on.
Yeah, that is something I want to talk to you about both in the Fishers and the Royals game. When you guys did miss your opportunities, it felt like all your girls were fighting for the extra balls, especially I noticed a lot on Saturday. Shania Curry would miss a few attempts, and then she would get the rebound right back and put it right back and up. Is that something you've been preaching and something that you teach them, is to always go for the loose balls and loose opportunities and to never give up? Because that was one thing that definitely really helped on Saturday with getting some of your buckets.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to win championships, you have to be able to rebound. And we're not a huge team at the varsity level. But that's what gives me optimism, is the girls are working hard. They're trying to do the right things. It's just not getting done. So we just need to all get on the same page offensively. But, you know, when you miss that many shots, you also have a lot of opportunities mm-hmm. to get offensive yeah. rebounds. So, hopefully, we'll make a few more shots and then keep going after the offensive boards like we are.
We'll switch our gear to Saturday, then I'll talk about Tuesday. But Saturday, you face the Florida commit, one of the top 10 max preps guards to watch out for, Kennedy Holman. When you have that big of a star player on the opposite side, your opponents, that is, how can you set up a game plan for that star, and you know they're going to be good? And she didn't have a good game her first game of the season. She was 25% from the field. Compared to this game, she had 22 points, though, on Saturday against you guys. So was there preparation on her and how good she's been, you know, in her previous years and how good she was? Obviously, she ended up having a really good day on Saturday as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had done some things. We didn't execute the game plan as well as it needed to be done, but also you got to give her a lot of credit. I mean, that first quarter she hit some amazing shots. I mean, they mm-hmm. were really amazing. So, you know, I've really, as far as finishing, that was as good as I've seen her do it. Now, as the game went along, she missed a few and, you know, maybe wore her down. But the whole idea is to make her earn it, and we were supposed to give a little more help than we did, and then also pay a little more attention once she gave it up, not let her get it back. But you got to give her credit where credit's due. And so she played an absolutely fantastic game, and, you know, my hat's off to her, and, you know, I was very impressed.
Let's talk about this Fishers game on Monday for y'all. One thing I do really want to talk about, which seemed to be a big difference between Fishers and Hamilton Southeastern, and obviously they did lose this game to Fishers 54-36, but you garnished some good attempts, some good assists and whatnot. Not maybe more assists, I know, than you want. It says right here you had about 5 or 6 assists on that game in total. We talked about it on We talked about it out there, how you said you had one assist on Saturday.
Correct.
What can you do to change that in practice, and how can you get a more assist-heavy looking at both the Fishers game and the Hamilton Southeastern game?
Well, we're going to make adjustments to our offense. We're not passing the ball, moving it, swinging it side to side. So we're going to do some things that we need to. In practice, I thought what we were doing was working. We would come down, look to drive, look to reverse the ball. And, you know, we had a few possessions in practice that was really, really good. And, you know, our defense was defending well. And then we get in a game and hesitant a little bit. Maybe afraid to make a mistake. I don't know. Maybe not cutting as well as we need to. You get in a game and don't do this some things. So I'm thinking the things that we're going to make adjustments on this week, which is good. We have 5 days of practice for our next game, which is huge for us. And so hopefully the next time you see us play, it'll be totally different.
Yeah, and let's switch gears. I know we've been kind of negative recently with a lot of the stuff you guys can fix, but let's go with something that you guys can keep the same, and a lot of that specifically through one person, Shania Curry. She's been really consistent through two games. It's actually going to lead into a little bit of a two-parter here. First part is, how can you continue to keep Shania's consistency up? I know a lot of that's on her, but how can you keep getting her in the flow of things in practice? At Fisher, she had 17 points, 17 rebounds. Obviously, she fouled out. She also fouled out Saturday rather, 11 points, 10 total rebounds. So how important has that been, able to have a consistent player, and how to keep her in the groove of that consistency?
Well, I mean, Shania is a competitor, and Shania has gotten a lot better, and she's an outstanding basketball player. And so, a couple things. One, we can get her better looks. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a competitor trying to do a lot, and we can get her moving more. You know, she can play inside, she can play outside, she can do a lot. And so, you know, she's gotten a lot of rebounds. She's aggressive. She's a very good basketball player. But we need to feed off of her and get her better looks. And then when they do things to stop her, that we can kick the ball and get her other players' looks. So, you know, Shania is a competitor, wants to win. The big thing is, when you don't win or haven't had success as a team, you can't get down. You got to look what you need to prepare or what you need to do different. And we've played two pretty good teams, and we'll play two more good teams coming up. So, you know, if things aren't going well, you got to understand that they eventually will.
Yeah, and we'll stay on the same track there, because not just Shania, but especially Saturday and, you know, Fishers, you guys got into foul trouble. You were in the bonus in, I believe, two quarters in that game. I may be mistaken. It might have been only one, but I know you at least had the Royals in the bonus one quarter on Saturday. How, and I know you've been preaching sort of aggressiveness and going after all the loose balls and whatnot, but Shania fouled out on Tuesday. She almost or did foul out on Saturday. And you also had a couple of other ladies there in the 3-4 range. How can you keep those fouls down and kind of say, hey, we still need to be aggressive and go after all the loose balls and the loose shots and try to go for the steals, but also be careful and not hack a girl from behind, and, you know, that's your fifth foul, you're out of the game. How can you kind of get that medium back?
Well, part of it is, when you're aggressive, you're going to pick up a few fouls, but then you got to do things not to do the silly fouls. And what you said, yeah, by reaching, you're out of position for the rebound, you know that you've got to get better position, or you just can't go over the back, that kind of thing. I mean, if you look at Shania's fouls, one of them was off, they screened and they called her for a hook, and another one, she went over and helped on the weak side and she felt she went straight up, but the girl jumped into her, and that's, you know, gets called sometimes. So you got to look at the fouls. Like, she had one foul, which was sort of a silly foul, I think, early in the game. And you take that away, and then she can play. Because not only did she foul out, and she did foul out, but she was in foul trouble in the first half, so we had to sit her a little bit in the first half. And she's a very important player to us.
100%. And let's also, before we transition over to your game on Saturday, I have a few more questions about just this previous week on Tuesday and Saturday. One of the final ones being that you guys have played great defense on the inbounds and stuff. You haven't been able to, especially, you know, against Fishers, against Hamilton Southeastern, you guys did not let them get open looks. And if you did, it was a very hard task for those players to receive the inbound passes, because one of the plays, I forget who the player was, might have been Alea Sulzer or maybe Cadence Bland, but pushes the left palm as the ball's coming in, and it goes off the knee of Kennedy Holman. It's been Davis ball. How can you keep improving that inbound defense and making sure that no pass in and nothing's going to be easy if you're the opponents of the Ben Davis Giants?
Right. I mean, we've got to get better defensively. We're not bad, but we need to get better defensively. And like you say, on the out-of-bounds plays, you know, they know they got help. If you're guarding the inbounds person, you're supposed to help on a certain place. But we need to carry that over in our defense throughout the game, because, you know, there were times, and individually we're playing some great defense at times, but as a team we relax too much off the ball, and we don't see where the ball is sometimes. So that part needs to get better.
Yeah, and let's also... one more question, then we'll transition to Brownsburg. You had a lot of talking moments to a lot of your young players there on the team, especially on Saturday and a little bit on Tuesday, where it looked like you would bring someone out, and then you would immediately talk to him. One of the examples I noticed is when you brought Tatum Skibinski out for one of the plays. You talked to her, just trying to get her to calm down. I think it might have been after a foul, potentially. You're just trying to... obviously speak some wisdom into her. What have you been saying in those type of situations to calm your ladies down after maybe they pick up their fourth foul, or maybe they're getting a little frustrated because they might be playing good defense, but the offensive production on the other side might have just been better?
Well, everybody needs to learn, and especially our younger players. We have a tendency to relax off the ball, and I think that's what I was talking to Tatum about. And yeah, you want to get them right back in. They made a mistake, and get them back in, correct the mistake, and go from there. But and then if they turn the ball over, it's like, did you know where to look when you caught the ball? Did you know that you'd drawn the double team, and that's when you got to get rid of it? We held on to it just a little bit too long. So there's lots of learning with this team. We got to keep getting better. And, you know, I'm optimistic if we do learn, if we do stay positive, and if we do correct our mistakes, that we're going to be a very good basketball team.
Yeah, we'll switch gears over here to your Saturday game this weekend when you face Brownsburg. Brownsburg coming off a win on last Tuesday against Warren Central, 72-52. Pretty nice win for them. What did you see in that game that you think that you could struggle with, or maybe that you kind of noticed and you can use that to your advantage on Saturday?
Well, Brownsburg has a very good shooting team. Again, all three teams we've played have been good shooting teams. Yeah. So, you know, they have a good shooting team. And so, you know, we've got to get out on the three-point shooters. You know, it's funny, I haven't watched all the Warren Central Brownsburg tape yet, but, you know, I saw a little more than half of it, and, you know, they got off to a little bit slow start, so they really started playing well later on. But they play aggressive, they play hard in their defense, and they take a lot of perimeter shots. So if they're shooting well, you know, it's going to be difficult. So they've got to be contested shots. We can't help off, and right now we're sort of, you know, we don't always help in the right places. And so Brownsburg has a good team. So we're going to have to do things right. And that's sort of the thing that we're being punished with right now. If we don't do it right, the other team's taking advantage of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned that, how they like their shots from inside, and they like they shoot in the three ball as well, too. On this at this game against Warren, they shot 53% from the field and 39%. Yes, 39% from deep. Obviously, that's going to be a little hard. Like when yourself, I'm not sure what the exact number is, but you're shooting maybe 11%, I believe it is, from three. And I'm not quite sure what your team's field goal percentage is through the first two games. But how hard is that going to be if they're hitting all these threes and you can't get anything? And how helpful on the flip side of that is it going to be if you do start making your threes and start making your good look shots, if you can stay contented with them?
Well, and that's the thing you look at the first two games. If you know, we're within 10% of shooting percentage, it's going to be a heck of a game. But right now, it's not. And it's not necessarily they're taking better shots than we are. They're just hitting the shots that they're taking, and we're not. And if you keep missing, it wears on you. And that's sort of where the players are getting disgusted and getting frustrated because, you know, we're not hitting the shots. And so after a while, it wears on you and wears on you and wears on you. We've got to look at what do we need to do to make sure we hit the shot. Now, our opponents are shooting 46% from three-point range right now. We're shooting 11% from three-point range. We're shooting like 27% from two-point range, and our opponents are shooting, I don't have the exact stats with me, but somewhere around 40% from two-point range. So it's, you know, a lot of it's because we've played good teams, but a lot of it is, it just shows you how much better we can get. And the thing is, I think everybody, parents, fans, the players, once those shots go down, they'll understand we're not doing as many bad things as people think we are.
Yeah. And final question for you here, a bit of a two-parter, but Brownsburg does face Plainfield tomorrow night. What is something you're looking out for in that game to kind of realize? And obviously, if Brownsburg does win, this leads into my second part, they do win. That's a lot of momentum heading the Bulldogs' way. How can you use their momentum against them?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's our next two opponents, Brownsburg and Plainfield. Yeah. So obviously, it's a game that interests us quite a bit. And both teams are good shooting teams. And both teams, it's just, you know, we keep coming back to the shooting. But, yeah, if no matter who wins, one of them's going to be undefeated when we play them, and the other one will be a one-loss team. So, yeah, I mean, right now, Brownsburg has to have confidence in the things that they're doing. They had a great season last year, and they won their first game by 20 points against a very athletic and good Warren team. So, obviously, there's they're going to be feeling good about themselves. Well, right now, we have to understand that we're doing the right things and we're going to be good. And that, but sometimes someone telling you that versus reality when it hadn't happened yet are two different things.
Of course. Well, that will do it for the second episode of the 2025-2026 Binge Buzz. Of course, Saturday, the Ben Davis Lady Giants, they face the Brownsburg Bulldogs right here on WBDG, November 15th, Saturday. Coach Binge, best of luck on Saturday. Hopefully, we get a win on the board.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong.